Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Everybody knows that except Ron, you know, where numbers don't matter.
I want you to find the tape where I said he's lousy. I want you to find the tape. I want you to find the tape.
You wanted Mauricio Dubon over him, all right? You're telling me he's lousy.
I'm not telling you he's lousy.
Ron's going to tell you, I don't need numbers. Numbers don't mean anything.
He is fine. No, numbers don't mean anything when I'm talking about Jake.
We're talking about Jake.
Numbers don't mean nothing.
Here's the thing. I learned my eye test, right, from a former MVP, from a two-time World Series champion, from a man who won 11 gold gloves. I learned what to look for from Keith Hernandez. Ron also learned what to look for from a Hernandez, but Angel.
Damn. Burn, Ron. Come on, bro. You gonna take that? He's gonna take that.
Hey, man.
I like it.
Hey, you want to live and die with Jake Myers?
That's you want to live and die with Mauricio Dubon?
Yes.
You died three years ago.
I'm living and dying with the guy that's played in the playoffs. All right, I'm living in the guy that living and dying with the guy that's made the playoff roster
today.
That's made the roster, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
He's still getting the guy that two general managers have said should be in center field.
Do you realize? Like this Jake crusade, man. I'm really worried about you, Pat. I really am.
You're worried that I like to win games? Is that what you're worried about?
You got other people. Why don't you try your Don? Why don't you hook on to that? Why don't you try people who are like good, not people who hit 256 and you're like, yeah.
I like my outfielders to catch balls. I believe you said he only makes routine plays, yet he leads the league in success rate added. He leads
Jake
the
is
league.
Fine. Jake is fine.
See, you can't say you want Mauricio Dubon in center field every day and then say, no, I said he's fun. I didn't say he's lousy.
You don't have any tape that says he's lousy. He's fine.
He should be benched for Mauricio Dubon.
And he should.
That's called he's lousy.
No, it doesn't. It means he's fine. Well, it means that Mauricio Dubon is better.
Hang on. Big Papa got something to say.
Let me just ask y'all something.
He is better.
Let me just ask y'all something. Just a serious question. I got two questions, right? This great outfielder defensively didn't just happen overnight. I'm assuming he's been that guy. I think I heard you say last year as well.
In fact, before he came in, he was considered the number one defensive prospect.
I'm with you. I'm just asking questions. I'm not taking sides.
I'm just filling in the answers here.
Now all of a sudden, he wasn't playing then. It was a rotational deal. It was again somebody else playing in the outfield. It was so, and I'm just questioning the significance of that particular stat, given it wasn't enough then, but all of a sudden it is enough now.
He's hitting more now.
Oh, he's hitting better. So it's a combination of all.
Hitting more now.
That's it, 250.
And here's my other one, it's a serious question. On the stats y'all are talking about, where do the best center fielders in baseball? Not. I'm talking about the best, highest paid, the best center fielders in baseball, where are they at on those lists?
A lot of those adjusted stats behind Jake Meyers, actually.
As far as defensively?
Yeah.
Jake Meyers is number four.
I'm not here to argue who the best defensive center fielder is on advanced stats. I'm just, best center fielders in baseball. The best center fielders in baseball, in the stats you're talking about, y'all are talking about, like, where do the best center fielders in baseball rank on those lists?
On the defensive list?
On the defensive list. Because the question here...
Oh, they were down in 11 and 12, Pat. You saw them. Michael Harris.
I don't even know where to find the list.
On your little list. Julio Rodriguez down at 11 in your little list. Stop it.
Julio Rodriguez was worth -7 runs saved last year. Let's stop pretending he's some sort of defensive wizard.
Has he ever been a finalist for the Gold Glove?
Has he been a finalist for the last 2 years, or has he not?
Has he been a finalist?
Tell me now. Tell me what he is now. I don't care what a guy did three, 4 years ago.
I'm sorry.
What is he now?
I'm asking you. I'm asking you. Has he been a finalist for the Gold Glove?
Has he?
You just made the list.
Because you also told me, I saw you in your little messages with your little stats, that you also said that, the last year and a half he hasn't been swinging the bat well, except for last year when he was fourth in the damn MVP race. Shut up.
What's he doing this year? OBP under 300? Tell me how great he is.
Patrick, Jake will never have an MVP number next to his name.
Just need him to have a better than 300 on base.
What is your deal with Jake? He's not that good.
You got guys over here. You give him credit for, you want him benched.
Wow,
I gave him credit. I have said Jake looks like a professional baseball player.
Except
now.
You want him benched. So you can't have it both ways, big boy.
He's a professional. He's not better than Dubon. Sit him down on
Stop
the bench.
It. The only person in baseball in the world who thinks that is you.
Okay. All right. Except for the people who didn't have him on the field during the most important games the last 2 years.
Just had Brian McTaggart saying he's in the Gold Glove conversation.
Will you stop talking for a second so we can do the damn thing?
I love you, brother. Have a great holiday, man. I do love you.
Say it, please.
Damn it. You're listening.
That's my boy Ron.
You are listening to KILT, KILT HD2. An Odyssey Sports Station right here. Whoa, looking lively, baby. Looking lively, baby. I'm telling you, I don't care what anybody on the text line says, anybody on YouTube and Twitch. Boy, I'm telling you what, I will be okay not to fight on the side of Jake. Whoa, I'm going to sell you on Jake Meyers. I'm good. I am good on that. A guy swimming to hit 255, that cannot throw it back to the pitcher on a line from center field. I'm good. And congratulations to Jake. Jake has had a great comeback season. His great comeback season is him hitting 250 and 8 homers.
Serious question. Can you win a Gold Glove with a below average center field arm?
I've never seen it.
It is a glove. He's talking about his glove.
I feel like it's hard to win a Gold Glove when there are serious, like to be a great defensive player and a Gold Glove player where there are serious moments where you should be replaced for defensive purposes. I just find that hard. Find that one hard. That one hard to believe.
Well,
that was fun.
Look, I don't know. I just got questions. That's all. I just got questions. I've got the conversation. Is it about Jake Meyers being a good defensive center fielder? Sure. Okay. Within that conversation, we've got to talk about the lack of arm strength. I would, if I were, I'm not interested in having the debate, but if I were, I think the arm strength is clearly a part of playing defense in Major League Baseball. And then if we're talking about the starting center fielder for the Astros, this is a very convenient time to make that argument because Jake, I'm not going to turn my nose up at 250, Ron. Clearly, you're okay with that. I'm good. I'll take 250 out of Jake, given what we've seen.
But when you're comparing him to guys like Julio Rodriguez, Clint,
fair.
250 is like you're saying like, oh yes, we feel great about 250, right? Right. That's what there. Right. There are guys that are hitting that are struggling.
Well, I'm not even talking. Like I'm just going to who should be starting in center field for the Astros, right? I mean, I'm good with either one of them. I'm good with Jake playing, but it's not crazy to think that Dubon should start in center field. You do have a stronger arm. I don't believe the gap in range is if it is significant. I mean, if it is there, I don't think it's significant. And we're talking about a guy that's hit 300.
Clint.
I mean, we're talking about one of the most clutch guys at the plate in a great lineup over the last year and a half. I mean,
Clint,
Jake
has been on this team the last 2 years. They've won the World Series 2 years ago when they made it to the ALCS.
Correct.
He can't get on the field over Chaz in 1 year, and he can't get on the field over Dubon. But those are the most important games that this team has played. And they don't even have him on the roster in the playoffs. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Like, listen, as I said, I have given – Jake has improved. Now, we have done this. Tyler, you know it. We have done multiple segments where I've said, hey, I got to tip my hat to Jake.
It's true.
Jake, I thought, was a 4A player.
Well, now, look, if you want to have this – I think you're a little tough on Jake.
Okay, you think
I think you're a little tough on Jake.
I think I'm a little tough. I mean, we got cats like this rolling through here.
I feel like you got to be, huh?
Like, I don't think it's tough. I'm just looking at, like, Jake, he's a fine player. He's fine. Like, he's fine. Like, if you're talking about Jake and you're saying great and you're not just talking about his jawline, then, like, we got to step out.
What about hair? What about his hair?
I think Jake has a good canvas there, but
what
I think
about his lawyer mom?
I think he could do something. Did we find out? Is she a lawyer? Is that what
she is? A lawyer.
I did find that out. I still have yet to find a picture of her.
$1.2 million crib.
Okay, stop. You did not find out the price of that.
Yes, I did.
And I know what you paid on her taxes last year.
This is Patrick like.
I'm telling you, man. It's there. That info is there, but a picture? Hell no.
Yeah, she's hired somebody or something to hide all these pictures.
I'll be honest with you, it's got me to thinking. I mean, I mean, if she were attractive and banking, she'd probably have some photos online somewhere.
I don't know, man. I mean, maybe she's modest.
Yeah, she could be modest.
She's a modest Southern belle. Like, I can't imagine she looks too bad. I mean, Jake's a handsome fella.
I mean,
all I know is she's hardworking.
I wasn't saying she was a
troll.
I mean, she was a what part of the Midwest troll? I'm just saying. I mean, there's something.
They didn't say she looked like she came from Indiana.
Yeah,
or
no,
she was an ogre.
Where are they at? They're Nebraska, right? I mean, I'm just
They're Nebraska.
I'm just simply saying. I mean, she could be a wonderful lady. I'm just saying there's not very many attractive, well-groomed ladies that don't have some kind of presence on the web.
Some kind of presence.
I mean, she has a Tinder.
I can't even find a picture.
She's keeping it down. Jake and them like to keep it private. It's what they
Well, I mean, she got a gold like she do. Got a gold glove son. She got to protect her family, man.
She got a bronze glove, son. Like, I'll give you that.
I just want to know if she's got a gold glove face.
He was copper last year. Now, I'll give you a he's raised up. He's a bronze.
He's bronze. Moving on up, huh?
That's kind of like, let's calm
you gotta
down.
Take it easy. You gotta take it easy on Jake, man.
I'm not, but no.
I mean, Jake was up there knocking on 300 for a bit, man, for about 3 weeks. Well,
yeah, he knocked it on down. He's fine. All right. Like, but don't do this to me. Like, Clint, when is the last time you ever thought, damn, man, Jake's out there. We got a great defensive center fielder. When have you ever thought that with Jake out there?
I'm being honest, and I'm not trying to enter y'all's debate, by the way.
I'm just asking you the question. You watch him every night.
I had no idea. Like, I watch more Astros baseball than I want to admit, and I would have never thought that anybody would be talking about Jake Meyers being a gold glove center fielder. I thought he was like, when I look at it, like the best play that I've seen made in center field is still white boy Chaz off the wall. You add the fact that it was in a huge moment. I mean, that's still big time. And so I don't know. I would not have thought gold glove. No, I would not.
But, I mean,
I wasn't aware of all the stats that Pat was throwing.
Tyler, you watch him too. When you watch the Astros every night, like, did you feel like, when Carlos Correa was at shortstop, you thought, we got a great shortstop. When you watch Alex Bregman play third base defensively, you're like, We got a great defensive third baseman. When Yuli was here and you watch Yuli, you got a great defensive first baseman. Is that what you felt when you watch Jake every night?
I've not gotten there.
Not to that level. No, I'm with you. I haven't gotten there, but I think he's improving almost every game I see him. And his ability to track the ball, I think, is above average. But the arm's coming along.
But I like where you're going with that, Ron.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like you've seen great defensive players here in Houston.
There's never been a moment as an Astros fan where you were like, man, I'm stoked. I'm so glad we got Jake Meyers in center field to roam center field.
He's made a couple of plays this year that at the warning track. One was recently. I'm trying to remember who was against.
No, he's made some great. I want to speak for you, Tom. For me, it's like everybody, I'll throw Maldonado in there behind the plate. From a defensive perspective, you were like, man, we're lucky to have him catch right there defensively. He's not at that level yet. And I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying I've never thought of it. I've never thought of it like that. Now, to be fair, I don't think that way when Dubon and White Boy Chaz are out there either, but they're not the topic of conversation here. Jakey is.
I don't need a stack of numbers to tell me that Carlos Correa and Jeremy Pena, especially his first year as a starter. Like, I don't need a stack of numbers to show me. I can go out there and see and like, damn, that man just gets to plays, right? Like there are plays that Carlos Correa and all those other guys we talked about got to that don't even look like great plays because they're so good at getting to the ball so quickly. You're right. I'm not gonna beat up on Jake, and we didn't spend 10 damn minutes.
Can I finish with where I was going? I mean, you guys were. I didn't want to interrupt y'all earlier too soon, but like my biggest question is with all these stats, the text line's throwing stats out there too. With all those stats, how relevant? Are they, if all of the starting center fielders that are that are the top guys in the league making the most money are buried on that list?
Guys who have finished as Gold Glove finalists, like Julio Rodriguez, the last several years are far down on that list.
Right. I question like how. I mean, we can talk about the stats specifically, but how relevant, how important is that to who your center fielder is? If everybody in the league is like, to hell with it, we'll let that fall. Some of that stuff fall by the wayside. Maybe doesn't track as good. Maybe doesn't do this as good because we need our center fielder ultimately to do other things.
Yeah. Like, if someone texted, say, I'm going to leave it. I'm trying. Ron, you're saying he's fine comes off as very condescending, and your take on him hitting 250 is sophomoric.
Condescending and sophomoric, Ron. That, that's pretty good. I mean, check those boxes, Chief.
got him in twice. I don't. He's fine. Like, he's not the only fine player on the team.
Right? Hey, we need to do that. Our top boxes, right? I mean, my tone is awful. I know that, but there's got to be like some. Tyler's a bit emotional. I think his box, one of his top three boxes, would be emotional.
Guilty.
Because they got to be more negative. I don't want to be so soft.
I didn't say he sucks.
Sensitive, Tyler.
Fine.
Check. Condescending, Ron. Check.
He's fine.
Disrespectful, Clint. Check.
He's fine. Say, Seth Martinez. He's fine.
Right? Oh man.
Bless his heart.
Oh,
he's fine, right?
Like, he's doing the best he can.
Hey, this first
I didn't even
segment,
say that. Now you added that in. He's fine.
This first segment is sponsored by Area 45, Patrick Creighton, and the Gold Glove center fielder Jake Meyers.
Like someone said, 250. Like I'm just when you're comparing him to a guy who finished fourth in the MVP race, and now you've come and stepped out of defense and just stepped out as center fielder. When you're comparing him to him, and I'm like, hey man, Bruce hit 250.
The legend continues to grow.
and that's the best he's done. So like, let's like. All right, I'll do it. Somebody text line said, "Leave Jake alone." I'm trying.
I think you should, man.
I'm trying. You want me to, here? I'll find a better sounding word than fine because we've got some sensitive ass people.
First class.
But Patrick Creighton, he's got to chill out, man. Like
first rate.
You got Jordan over there. Man, you got Kyle Tucker. There are so many hills to die on.
Admirable.
Because I'm going to tell you, if you're using great with Jake, I'm going to win.
Splendid.
I'm going to win every time. He's splendid. No, that's a little more.
Choice.
That's a little bit more. All right. Hey, let's look at last night's L, last night in Toronto. Your thoughts, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, Clint, Tyler, you. Your thoughts on the L last night. By the way, Seattle helped you by losing to the Orioles, so you didn't lose any ground on that. But your thoughts right now, you come off it, have a little while. Your thoughts on the L last night.
Look, I think I'm gonna get to the most important part, and that's that ninth inning. There's some good to be said, I think, but in reality is I think when we're talking about this team either succeeding or failing, they're good enough to get there. They're good enough to create the opportunity, but in the moment, I don't like what Joe Espada did in the ninth inning. Fido did in the ninth inning. I don't like what. What's Cabbage's first name?
Trey
Cabbage. I don't like what Trey Cabbage did in the ninth inning. I mean, you get a leadoff double from Jeremy Pena, and
it's
one
a panty dropper.
One, you've got Dubon on the bench. You've got the moment to put anybody in the game that can play a little small ball, whether that's pushing the ball to the right side of the field or that's bunting him over. However you want to get it there. You've got every reason under the sun with who's coming up in the lineup to make an adjustment. But one, you let the guy that has struck out more than anybody on the damn team at this point in time, damn near, definitely at a rate of more than anybody on the team. You let him go up there and swing wildly. And then he goes up there and swings wildly. So it's not just on Joe Espada, but it's also on Joey Loperfido. And then just a terrible at bat by Cabbage. You can't go bang bang like that and end up leaving Pena on second base. I did not like the way either player handled the at bat, and I did not like the fact that Loperfido ever got a shot. To be completely honest with you.
Oh, you thought he should have been pinch hit for?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
You feel like Dubon sitting over that bench. You wanted to get one of them at bat.
Dubon sitting over on that bench, being a right hander, the ability to either lay one down or push the ball to the right side of the infield. At the very least, if not looking at his clutch gene and how clutch he's been, I think there were better. More.
The thought is that Joey would pull it. And either just pull it and maybe get a hit. Or
the thought would be, if it were me, the thought would be Joey is striking out at a rate. He's striking out more times than he's getting hits.
Which is a very fair one.
That would have been first, and it would have been.
And I bet you Joey's not laid down a lot of bunts in his time.
Even though I think he should. Like, if I'm Joey Loperfido and I can't bunt, man, I'm really kicking myself in the ass. Like, I'm really limiting my opportunities. I'm going to tell you what. If I ever have a son that gets to the minor leagues, I'm gonna say you gonna be a bunting son of a gun, because apparently there ain't nobody in this league that can bunt, and your ass is gonna be able to bunt. There's gonna be some staying power for you.
No, Clint. It is interesting because, I mean, when he got that leadoff double, I thought the Astros about to win this thing. At the very least, get this thing tied, right? And the thought that it is really tough is my 7-hole hitter. Leads off an inning with the double. Somebody's got to get him to third.
Got to. And he's got wheels?
Wheels? With the game, like, we got to hit and run. We got to do, like, somebody's got to get, we got to bunt. He has got to get to third. When you're down one and you know what's lurking behind, he's got to get to third. Yeah, that part was tough.
Well, and look, I'm hesitant, Ron, to bring up the negative part of it immediately, simply because of how good the Astros have been. But let's be fair here. I mean, we expect the Astros to be good. So, I mean, these kind of critical moments to me are what's going to determine whether you can ultimately make a run to a World Series. We're not talking about a team that just needs to play good baseball. I mean, you've got to, in order to make a run to the World Series, you've got to be better in those moments. And I'm talking about from a manager's perspective. And then if Joey Loperfido and Cabbage are going to be true players down the stretch in tougher matchups or even into the playoffs, I mean, they got to be better. I mean, that looked like Joey Loperfido's ass. He was swinging at pitches in his eyes, man. I mean, you're not even thinking about trying to get the ball on the ground to the right side of the field. You're not even, I mean, you're up there swinging for the big one. And it just, like, that is just, that's piss poor, man. That, and it's not just, hey, he's young, and that is a mindset, right? Situational baseball, that is a mindset. You don't go up there wildly swinging at pitches from the jump, you know?
It might have been the first time it felt like Joey was a little up, a little over the top in that moment.
That's probably fair.
You know, initially I don't mind him giving him a shot, but boy, Dubon's got to get one of those at bats. All right, wait till you hear. And it is not anything that I said or Patrick said in the first segment of this show, but Clint said something he has heard is one of the dumbest things that he has heard ever. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. I'm not going to lie to you, man. Hey, it took me. You may hear it come in and out. We did the lineups for the first time in a while yesterday, and I've been fighting to get my voice to sound just like this. We was in a rough spot. Rough spot late last night. I had to go hot water and honey and lemon just to get us back here. And Patrick Creighton tried to get me off the line right off the bat. But if I go in and out, apologies. The lineups took a lot out of me.
You gonna blame that late night singing in the club all loud trying to keep up with the DJ at 40 years old? You gonna blame that on the lineups, huh?
Yeah, not on a Tuesday.
KC got a Tuesday night spot. That's off day for the fellas.
That's not the hey, when I was running hard here, Tuesday was the only night. That was the only off night. All the other days.
That was the only off night.
Had about a 3-year run. That was the only off night. Tuesdays was a rest and recoup night. But in and out, man. Had to give it all to the people yesterday. All right. So Clint, I could feel this tight and in your voice how annoyed you are with the even thought that anybody would say, hey, maybe Dak Prescott should do what C.D. Lamb is planning on doing and holding out until he gets a new contract.
He's a cowboy.
Yeah, that's a tough one for me to – and look, I know people are volleying this Dak Prescott, no contract, no extension around. But the thought that Dak Prescott's in a spot at this point in his career with two playoff wins, 1 year left on a contract. I think he's due to make 50-some-odd million dollars this year. He's got a great team around him, to think that he should sit out or hold out and force Jerry's hand, while whether people think it's a good idea or not, Trey Lance is sitting behind him, and I don't know that Jerry would love anything more than a guy to work out that he traded very little for, and he'd like to get a peek at him. So I look at this thing and I'm like, boy, the conversations have really gotten out of hand. Dak Prescott has got a chance and needs to make a run to, I'd say, an NFC championship in order to get that next deal in Dallas, and in order to for his head coach not to get fired, and in order for them to keep this team together. The thought of him holding out at this point in time, in my opinion, is completely off the rack. I mean, he would be nuts to do that.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do it, and I'm with you, Clint. I don't think he should do it. If you're going to do it, Clint, you sit out everything else.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Leading up to this, right? Like, he's been in everything. Yeah. Like, you set out everything. And for a couple of things. One, Clint, if you know that you're not going to, you know, pull the Le'Veon Bell, like if you, or even the Chris Jones, like I threaten to even miss any games, like you don't sit, you're not going to sit anything out, especially Clint, as you know, that position, the quarterback. And if you're trying to have this season to be the best that it can be, if you know you're not going to be willing to sit out games, then you don't, as a quarterback, skip anything. Now,
it's Ron. Like, how did Dak get his job? Right, it wasn't anybody holding out, but it was damn sure getting an opportunity injury, yeah. when he really should have never gotten the opportunity. So, I mean, I just don't know that. Like it would be one thing if he had, you know, Trey Lance is sitting there going, "Please let me get a shot to quarterback with this roster," assuming CeeDee Lamb gets his money. Please let me have a shot with a team that's a 12-13 win team with that. Please let me get my first run, my first legitimate run, and hope I can stay healthy. It's just a situation where, boy, if I'm Dak, it is crazy to sit out. Play, make you $55 million. If the Cowboys don't want to, if they don't want to pay up, if they don't see you play early on and you convince them and they don't want to pay up, Then if you want to hit free agency and move the hell on. But that I mean, not playing to me is it, where Dak's at right now, is silly.
Yeah, I don't think he would. I could see and sit back and Dak sit there and say, "Damn, man, Trevor Lawrence got paid. They went ahead and stuck out and paid Trevor Lawrence. And people talk about me and what I've done, and I mean, he ain't done nothing. They paid a guy that you talk about, that you question." A lot, Clint. Justin Herbert, he didn't got paid. Like, I mean, he's watched three guys right now here of late get paid that he could probably argue, not even argue, I think it's the case that he is more impactful or just been flat better to his team than they have. Like, and I even think that includes Jared Goff with the Lions, that he has been as – I think there's more on his plate than there is for Jared Goff. I think he has, like, he can look at that, say that, and say, "Man, all of these guys are getting taken care of, and all are getting paid more than I am, and my time is up, and I'm second in the MVP race last year. I've done this. I'm second team All Pro. Y'all paying all of them, but Jerry, you ain't gonna pay me. Hell, what playoff games has Trevor won? What playoff games has Justin Herbert won?"
It so isn't I, on my I could, schedule.
I could potentially see the real annoyance and the thought, like, "I want to do this." But I think the way he handles it, Clint, is, "All right, cool. Just let me get the free agents."
Well, that's the rock and the hard place that he and his representation are in between, right? It's because you're absolutely right. There's guys on the top five highest paid list right now that have not done as much or damn sure ain't done more than Dak has done, and you know, you got guys on that top five highest paid that have stayed injured. You got guys that haven't done as much. You've got guys that ain't pissed a drop in the playoffs, much less two games. And so I think that is in today's
having approached 12 wins.
Yes,
like
yes.
he's done like 3 years
yes.
in a row.
Yeah. And today's game, and I understand it. Look, I just don't think Jerry is willing to play that. There's a lot of organizations, and I'm not saying that Jerry wouldn't be if this was a rookie quarterback that played really well that's coming out to get that second contract. I don't know that Jerry wouldn't pay up. But in this situation right here, I don't believe that Dak wants to test Jerry in a situation of, hey, I'm next up. All these other guys are getting paid. Why ain't I getting paid? I don't think Jerry's in a role, in a position right now where he gives a rip what the rest of the league is doing. Like, the trend is you got a guy, you think you can win a guy, set the market. I just don't think Jerry feels that way about Dak in year, what is it, 8 or 9? I mean, it's year 8 for Dak, I think?
I think 8, yeah.
So, I mean, I just don't think that – I don't think right, wrong, or indifferent, love or hate it, I just don't think that's the mindset that Jerry's under right now.
But I think in the same vein, I think Dak is in the thought of, okay, you don't – I haven't proven enough to you, fine. Just let me get to free agency. Let me make this money this year. Let me have another great year, bet on myself again. Because let's just be honest, Clint, like – it's hard to predict the type of season Dak could have, Clint, in which he's a free agent next year and he don't get paid big money. Like that, it is hard to envision what would happen that he wouldn't get paid big. You know what I mean?
He's like,
let me get there. That's fine. You don't want me? Don't worry. Let me get there, and and if I do play well enough where you got to keep me, I'm going to put your ass to the fire and get big money. I think that's how Dak is playing it in his mind.
Well, that's how Dak has to play. But here's what Dak don't want to do is end up testing free agency, going somewhere else where it's half the team that he has in Dallas, and half the attention and the opportunity and the future that you have with being the guy in Dallas. Like there's just. For Dak, I mean, it's yes, give me my money, I'm going to get the hell out of here. That sounds great, but boy, getting the hell out of here could mean you go play somewhere where, man, you ain't got no CeeDee Lamb. You don't have an offensive line that's one of the better offensive lines in the league, man. You know, I mean, the defense last year, they weren't worth a damn, I think, versus a run, but they were a top 10 defense. I mean, you may not have a top 10 defense on the other side of the ball, so. The grass isn't always greener. I just think it's a much more complicated situation than Dak sitting there going, yeah, man, everybody else is getting paid. Why the hell ain't I getting paid?
No, yeah, I think he's just getting a place. Let me get to a position where I hold cards, where I have leverage and an advantage. And it happens with him having another Dak-like year and then being an absolute free agent, and we know the price of the quarterbacks. Like we see what Kirk Cousins did. Kirk Cousins got what he got off of a torn Achilles, and was a free agent. Let's see what Dak probably do if he holds the cards. All right, coming up, the fellas have basically just laughed me off the table about something that, well, I don't think is that funny. All right, I don't really like how, especially you, Tyler. I don't really like how you reacted to me when I threw this out. I think it's a fair. Statement. We'll see if you all think. I get the feeling that I know exactly how people are going to react to this. Probably agree with Tyler. We'll discuss that. Coming up next,
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Sent out a text to the fellas earlier today. As we know, have we heard anything? Is Kyle Tucker running yet? Is he running on the field yet? Do we know that yet? Have we been able to see him hit a jog? Has he hit a jog yet out in Toronto on the field? I know earlier this week they said they were hoping.
Some light jogging.
Hoping to get him out there. He has done some on the treadmill. And I said to the fellas, I said, y'all think I could get Kyle Tucker in a 40-yard dash right now? I mean, we know he's. I mean, his legs to a point where they're not comfortable having him out running in front of people or running on the ground. He's just been on a treadmill. I said, "You think I can get him?" I mean, Tyler. I mean, you didn't even think of. You didn't even budge to even think about it.
It's no chance, bro. Zero chance in the world.
Zero chance. He has got a. According to Clint, a hairline fracture of some sort in his shin.
According to Clint.
Like, because Clint don't believe.
I'm telling you.
You don't think I can get him 40 yards right now?
No way in hell, bro.
Yeah, no, ain't no chance. No chance.
Zero.
No chance.
So you think he's moving well enough to get me?
Which is not saying a whole hell of a lot. Here's the deal.
Both of y'all kiss all of my ass.
Let me set this thing
Hold
up.
Hold on, real quick. Let me ask you this real quick before you set this thing up. Do you think there was a chance ever at all during the injury process that he has had since June 3rd that I could have gotten him in a 4-yard?
Oh, yeah. Run? Yeah, absolutely. A month later, that first
night.
Kiss my ass, Tyler.
Whenever the swelling was at its worst, and he was off pain pills for 2 weeks.
That's all right, man. Y'all don't be seeing what Red be having me do, man.
No.
Y'all don't be seeing these sprints that he had me on. I just want to see his walk. I definitely could have got him that night that he was walking with Julia Morales. I definitely could have walked. I could have got him that day. I know it.
Yeah, but if he were going to race you, he probably would have got loose. He got a little massage on it. He wouldn't have been that was fresh off the bench. That was cold turkey. Here's the thing. In all honesty, we've all growing up, the big man with the small ankles that had really quick feet. We all. I bet you can name five of them that you grew up with. Ron's one of them. Ron, if I had grown up in KC, Ron, there ain't no doubt Ron got some sweet feet. And I've never seen Ron's game film. I believe Ron Ugly has got some unbelievable. I bet he could.
Game film.
Hey, I bet he could. I bet he could tear up a ladder.
I was a winner.
Hey, that speed ladder, I bet you could destroy
that. Oh, the cone drill? One of my strongest. Hey, all top.
How were you at the shuttle run?
Not bad. Just sometimes on the turn.
Here's the deal with all the big man, small ankles, sweet feet. When it really gets down to it, y'all ain't covering any ground, Ron. I mean, them feet are getting it, boy, and it looks clean. They're quick, but you ain't covering much ground. I think his stride, you'd have to take four steps to his one.
Yeah, but he's not taking his normal steps. It's like he's got a hell of a limp on this thing.
Yeah, but he's still okay. So instead of 4-1, let's go 3-1 on the stride length.
I would go 2-1, and I think I got a chance at the end. I'm telling you. Now listen, my takeoff has always been good. My ten was always good in my heyday. My 10 was always good, and I think he's really hurting. I mean, look, now listen, I know he's been on this treadmill a little bit, so that means he is probably getting a little stronger there. But
the day we heard he was on a treadmill, you were cooked.
I think it's close. I think I'm with this.
This guy's gone from Jack Easterby to starting right fielder for the Astros.
That's what I was going to say, I had all the faith in the world in you when it came to Easterby.
Starting right fielder kiss my ass, Clint.
I did.
Potentially with a fracture in his shin. The guy that has been off for a month. A guy that they won't let us see run. Now, I'm not
He's
just talking about the regular Kyle Tucker.
Like top of the line athlete. Do you have zero chance, bro?
Do you think you could get him right now?
With my knee? Hell no.
Hold on. If you had your healthy knee, the knee before you blew it out in College Station, you think you got him?
If I didn't have an old man's ACL in me and I had my own original ACL, I probably could.
Tyler, get out of here. You oh, stop it, Tyler.
I was quick, bro. I was quick. Presidential award every year in PE for the shuttle run.
So now what you're saying is just that I'm just slow. You up here talking about with my knee. No, get out of here.
You ain't got enough ass cheek or hamstring to get a 40-yard dash without pulling something.
Bro, I'm light as a feather. The wind carries me to the end of the 40.
I was quick. You ain't done nothing but pull on that damn vape machine and drank that dirty water since then.
Bro, I led my baseball team every year in steals.
Tyler, that was 20 years ago. Actually, it's 25 years ago. That was got to be Little League.
You don't even know that.
I do know that.
You don't.
I kept all my own stats.
You were not keeping
on graph paper in my dining room. Oh, yes, I did.
You weren't keeping up your stats and everybody else's stats. I swear to you, I did.
No, I only kept my own. I didn't keep my teammates' stats. I didn't need to know their numbers. I needed to know mine.
Did you play high school baseball?
No.
So this is
it's Little League.
Great.
It's East League Park.
Everybody's stolen Little League.
High school was golf time for me.
Even our fat catcher, Sean Horton, he stole. He stole.
I was a speedster, dude. I'm being serious. And then I blew my knee all apart.
I was heavy. I was stealing first and second every single time I got on the base pass. In that time, what are you talking about? That fool, Clint, as a God is my witness, just said, I led my team in steals in baseball every year.
9 through 12-year-old.
Every year, man.
He didn't play in the ninth grade. Clint,
no, I said 9 through 12-year-old. It's Little League, Chief. East Little League.
Beast from the East.
Oh, my God, man. You got to be kidding me, man. From the text line. Tucker would beat Ron on crutches and kiss my ass. I would take Ron at plus a million.
Plus a million.
The showman.
Oh my God! Yeah, man. That's
sure beat Cal though, bro.
It would be it. It would.
Yeah. You could. You could beat Cal.
Clint, you're starting to really border on disrespect.
I know. I mean, all joking aside.
Oh my God! Do you?
Hey, I'm just saying, Cal is a muscle bound dude. Cal walks on. He got big calves. I mean, he's got an athletic gait in his walk. I mean, I'm just telling you.
Hold on, show.
I mean, I'm just don't let Cal fool you now.
Text line coming in. Tyler's a real sneaky athlete, a real gym rat.
Yeah, I'm sneaky fast.
Hey.
I can't believe that fool sat there and paused on that. If I didn't have this ACL torn knee,
I mean,
if I had the other one, I'd be able to get.
Who do you think is the slowest at the station?
Oh, it's got to be Lopez.
You think Lopez? You don't think he can get Creighton?
Nah, I think Creighton's got him.
Where are you going to rank on that team?
Man, I tell you.
I ain't at the bottom.
Creighton's got that Jake in him. so, yeah, I'd probably – yeah, he's a Jake Myers. Yeah, I'd probably give him that.
Y'all don't think Lopez can roll still? Lopez, I mean, he said he jogs from time to time now.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, well, you know what? Lopez still always has that athlete in him. Because you're right, Lopez played football. He played some, you know, we always see that he's got some in there. Like, you know what? I think I'd probably get Lopez that. I just don't like how fast you came out the gates with Lopez. I mean, you didn't think about it.
I mean, it just feels like the right answer. I mean,
you think Ben would surprise folks? Like, you think he would?
Yeah, he's light.
The light doesn't mean anything, man. I'm just telling you, like, I feel like, and this is just judging a book by its cover, I feel like Ben doesn't have a good running etiquette. Like, I think Ben...
Oh,
I think,
it's probably hard not to stare at, yeah.
No, I think Ben, his style will slow him down, because I think Ben, I don't like... Like, I think everybody will take off, like, you know, like at least start like an athlete. I think Ben... will run straight up, like run straight up. Like I just,
like Phoebe on Friends.
I think he's in there.
I don't know, man. Ben looks like a guy that could roll out of bed and run a mile.
Oh man, you're right. He does got a little long distance run in him, doesn't he? Does got like a Steve Prefontaine.
He looks like he put a beanie on dead of winter and go run a mile.
No, he doesn't. Okay, what are we talking about? No, he don't. That don't look like
probably me. Did cross country in high school.
No, he didn't. I bet you. We got a few people. Any smokers out here? Some people lose wind out here real fast out there. I know one, but I think he'd still be fine.
Who's Skeezy?
Yeah, I think he'd still be fine. But
how come Skeezy don't smell like most people that smoke?
Hey, man,
he's
man,
self-aware.
He's got that spray. He's spraying ready.
I mean, I get in that elevator down there sometimes, the people coming out there around that picnic table where he smokes
spraying,
at.
Spraying
man,
ready.
It's borderline disrespectful. There's been multiple times where I want to be like, do you realize, like, I literally lost my breath when you walked in here?
Yeah. I told
like,
you.
Forget the secondhand stuff, like the health aspect. Like I almost choked when you walked in. I'd feel terrible if that was me. Somehow, B. Scott's always out there with him. But when his ass walks in his door, all I smell is either cologne or some kind of lotion. And it is fresh. Smells good, too.
You make a combination of that good cocoa butter lotion and whatever. He does got a sneaky spray that just kills it.
I mean, Aaron, I wouldn't guess he's a smoker unless I saw him out there around that table. I ain't never smelled it.
I told you about that one young lady. Good, solid young lady. Good, solid young lady. Just broke my heart when she opened up her mouth.
Ew.
And the inside of that mouth just looked like been smoking for 28 years, and the breath just matched it. Just broke my heart. I had to walk away. Deal breaker right there for me, fellas.
Absolutely.
All right.
Natalie from Crosby.
God. Man, this is got out of control. Coming up, Big 3-3. The Astros took an L last night. We'll talk about that. And we got to hear from the Rockets' first round pick, Reed Shepard. We'll let you hear from that and the latest big news out of the NBA, a new big contract given out. We'll discuss all of that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Potentially with a fracture in his shin. The guy that has been off for a month. A guy that they won't let us see run. I'm not just talking about the regular Kyle Tucker.
Like top of the line athlete. You have zero chance, bro.
Do you think you could get him right now?
With my knee? Hell no.
You could see, get now, him now, with now, the bionic knee. Who the hell are you talking about?
No, now you talk. Well, see,
we all know.
I got an old man knee. The way he said it. Hold on. If you had your healthy knee, the knee before you blew it out in College Station, you think you got him?
If I didn't have an old man's ACL in me and I had my own original ACL, I probably could.
Tyler, get out of here. Stop it, Tyler.
I was quick, bro. I was quick. Presidential award every year in PE for the shuttle run.
So now what you're saying is just that I'm just slow. You up here talking about with my knee. No, get out of here.
I was. You ain't got enough ass cheek or hamstring to get a 40-yard dash without pulling something.
Bro, I'm light as a feather. The wind carries me to the end of the 40.
I was quick. You ain't done nothing but pull on that damn vape machine and drank that dirty water since
bro,
then.
Bro, I led my baseball team every year in steals.
Tyler, that was 20 years ago. Actually, it's 25 years ago. That'd be Little League.
You don't. You don't even know that. You don't even.
I do know that.
I kept all my own stats. You were not keeping
on graph paper in my dining room. Oh, yes, I did.
You weren't keeping up your stats at everybody else's stats. I swear to you, I did. Great.
No, I only kept my own. I didn't keep my teammates' stats. I didn't need to know their numbers. I needed to know mine.
Did you play high school baseball?
No.
So this is
it's Little League.
Great.
It's East League Park.
Everybody stole in Little League.
High school was golf time for me.
Even our fat catcher, Sean Horton, he stole. He stole.
I was a speedster, dude. I'm being serious. And then I blew my knee all apart.
I was heavy. I was stealing first and second every single time I got on the base pass. In that time, what are you talking about? That fool, Clint, as a God is my witness, just said, I led my team in steals in baseball every year.
9 through 12-year-old.
Every year, man.
He didn't play in the ninth grade. Clint,
no, I said 9 through 12-year-old. It's Little League, Chief. East Little League.
Beast from the East.
Oh, my God, man. You got to be kidding me, man. From the text line. Tucker would beat Ron on crutches and kiss my ass. I would take Ron at plus a million.
plus a million.
The showman.
Oh my God! Yeah. Man, you could
beat Cal though, bro.
It would be it. It would.
Yeah. You could beat Cal.
Clint, you're starting to really border on disrespect.
All joking aside.
Oh my God! Do you?
Hey, I'm just saying, Cal is a muscle bound dude. Cal walks on big calves. I mean, he's got an athletic gait in his walk. I mean, I'm just telling you.
Hold on, show.
I mean, I'm just don't let Cal fool you now.
Text line coming in. Tyler's a real sneaky athlete, a real gym rat.
Yeah, I'm sneaky fast.
Hey.
I can't believe that fool sat there and paused on that. If I didn't have this ACL torn knee,
I mean,
if I had the other one, I'd be able to get.
Who do you think is the slowest at the station?
Oh, it's got to be Lopez.
You think Lopez? You don't think he can get Creighton?
Nah, I think Creighton's got him.
Where are you going to rank on that team?
Man, I tell you.
I ain't at the bottom.
Creighton's got that Jake in him. so, yeah, I'd probably he's a Jake Myers. I'd probably give him that.
Y'all don't think Lopez can roll still? Lopez, I mean, he said he jogs from time to time now.
I don't know. Yeah, well, you know what? Lopez still always has that athlete in him. Because, right, Lopez played football. He played some, you know, we always see that he's got some in there. Like, you know what? I think I'd probably get Lopez that. I just don't like how fast you came out the gates with Lopez. I mean, you didn't think about it.
I mean, it just feels like the right answer. I mean,
you think Ben would surprise folks? Like, you think he would?
Yeah, he's light.
The light doesn't mean anything, man. I'm just telling you, like, I feel like, and this is just judging a book by its cover, I feel like Ben doesn't have a good running etiquette. Like,
it's probably hard not to stare at, yeah.
No, I think Ben, his style will slow him down, because I think Ben, I think everybody will take off, like, you know, like at least start like an athlete. I think Ben will waste up, will run straight up, Like, I just.
Like Phoebe on Friends.
I think he's in there.
I don't know, man. Ben looks like a guy that could roll out of bed and run a mile.
Oh, man, you're right. He does got a little long distance running, doesn't he? Does got like a Steve Prefontaine.
He looks like he put a beanie on dead of winter and go run a mile.
No, he doesn't. Okay, what are we talking about? No, he don't.
That don't look like probably me. Did cross country in high school.
No, he didn't. I bet you. We got a few people. Any smokers out here? Some people lose wind out here real fast out there. Well, I know one, but I think he'd still be fine.
Who's Skeezy?
I think he'd still be fine. But
how come Skeezy don't smell like most people that smoke?
Hey, man, he's
self-aware.
He's got that spray. He's spraying ready.
I mean, I get in that elevator down there sometimes with people coming out there around that picnic table where he smokes at.
Spraying ready.
Man, I mean, it's borderline disrespectful. There's been multiple times where I want to be like, do you realize, like, I literally lost my breath when you walked in here?
I told you.
Forget the secondhand stuff, like the health aspect. Like I almost choked when you walked in. I'd feel terrible if that was me. Somehow, B. Scott's always out there with him. But when his ass walks in his door, all I smell is either cologne or some kind of lotion. And it is fresh. Smells good, too.
You make a combination of that good cocoa butter lotion and whatever. He does got a sneaky spray that just kills it.
I mean, Aaron, I wouldn't guess he's a smoker unless I saw him out there around that table. I ain't never smelled it.
I told you about that one young lady. Good, solid young lady. Good, solid young lady. Just broke my heart when she opened up her mouth.
Goo.
And the inside of that mouth just looked like been smoking for 28 years, and the breath just matched it. Just broke my heart. Had to walk away. Deal breaker right there for me, fellas.
Absolutely.
All right.
Natalie from Crosby.
God. Man, this is got out of control. Coming up, Big 3-3, the Astros took an L last night. We'll talk about that. And we got to hear from the Rockets' first round pick, Reed Shepherd. We'll let you hear from that. And the latest big news out of the NBA, a new big contract given out. We'll discuss all of that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.